We are back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're talking with our city officials here today, Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and City Commissioner Yusha Reddy sitting here in the studio with me. And again, not a lot on the agenda here tonight. It's all consent, but some interesting items here on the consent agenda, including something for the an event coming up in Aggieville, not St. Patrick's Day, but next month, actually.
It is April 2nd. I think the times for the actual event are from roughly 6 to 10 p.m., but the block of Morrow Street between 12th Street and Manhattan Avenue will be blocked all of that day, and it's for the Aggieville Showdown and Livestock Show. This started last year, actually, but since then, the commission authorized and expanded the special event with alcohol uses in that platform. We've had certain designated areas where that's been allowed before. Probably the most common one was the Blue Earth Plaza and Park, where that area can be expanded for special events. There's been barbecues and other things with alcohol a little bit in City Park at some of the Arts in the Park events. What this is allows is for first off, the Aggieville Showdown is actually a livestock show. They're going to be hauling in different breeds of animals, only six of each breed, from Seco, ferrying back and forth with trailers, and there's a showroom or show pen, I guess you would say. And so it's going to be, during that evening, there will be a beer tent within the area, and it does allow those bars to also extend their premises as long as they get the license approval from the state to be able to do that. So that whole block is area. People have to wear wristbands. They have to have an appropriate container, plastic or can, to be in. Obviously, have to be over 21 to be able to consume that. But should be a neat event. We were down there not for that event, but at the same time that event was happening last year, and it was packed. So it was, I think, a good event for Aggieville, and something a little different that you don't see, not quite a bit different than the road race that's coming up for the St. Patrick's Day road race, which does have more of an expansion of one premises of kites that will be kind of an enclosed beer garden into 12th Street. So a unique event. Again, that's April 2nd, the Aggieville Showdown and Livestock Show from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. On the block of Morrow.
And this is interesting because it allows, I think a lot more bars are getting more interested in doing events like this, would you say?
Yeah, I was going to say, you brought up Fake Patty's Day, and so I saw Nick's pictures. I think he did a really good job with the photographs there. But I also just cruised around. Every year nobody really promotes it, but everybody knows it's happening. So we took a drive at my husband and I at least three or four times throughout the day, and it was good to see kids having fun. You don't want to suppress and make sure everybody goes away, but happens is then more people want to do it. But I thought it was very well contained, and I saw police officers. RCPD was right there and trying to take care of issues as they were happening. And even in late into the night, it seemed like it was a very active, Aggieville was very active, and the neighborhoods were active, and the next day they all cleaned up. So that's always what we want to see, is people having a good time and then, making sure everything's put back into place the next day. And this weekend, Ron mentioned, as well as you did, about the parade and the run. I think Aggieville wants to do more family events, such as this cattle show. They had the high school reunion. They'll probably do that again this year. And they want to make it more family-friendly and not just for K-State students, but the community and the surrounding Flint Hills region. And I think this is one of those initiatives. It was a huge success. Kansas State University was built on agriculture. That was their first college, was on agriculture. And I think we want to stay true to that character of our community. And this is one of those things that most communities don't have. So I'm glad Aggieville is doing it, and we just recently passed an ordinance for alcohol permits, and I'm glad they're able to utilize it, and hopefully it's a huge success, and I think it will be. People from the surrounding area definitely come for something like this. It's unique. So.
Yeah, it certainly is, and that's a great point you bring up about Aggieville, hosting the more family-friendly events. It's always going to have the component with the college,
right?
Because It's
a university town.
It is, yeah.
And it is. They also plan to have exhibitors there, selling things like you would at a crafts fair that are related. There's opportunities to do it downtown as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, very cool. That's going to be a lot of fun here to see. It looks like maybe have a caller here. So Nick is actively screening the phone calls here for us this morning.
Good.
No phone call here. So, anything else on the consent agenda?
So, a couple other things there. There's another kind of first since the policy's been established for donated art. The City Commission is looking to approve a request by the Zoo Trust, Sunset Zoo Trust, for a donated piece of art that it will be a mural in conjunction with the Expedition Asia exhibit that will be opening soon. There's an area of that new exhibit area that has kept some of the old limestone pillars and incorporated that into the new exhibit, and there's an opportunity there for some of the walls of those pillars to do art. And this particular piece then has been proposed to those pillars were built during the Works Progress Administration, and so that the art piece kind of memorializes that work, and as well as just drawing different attention to it. And so that's been to the Arts and Humanities Advisory Board. They do recommend approval, as does city staff, and would be there for the commission to consider as well. So excited about that. We also have an item in front of the commission to provide and grant a private utility easement to Evergy for some new power lines that will be along the western edge of the Northeast Community Park and also part of the levee system. This is coming out of their new substation over by the animal shelter and will help improve service to that northeast part of the community. It does take care of some issues with some current easements within people's backyards along that stretch. So there's been neighborhood meetings relative to that. Hasn't been a lot of concern for it. So this would be just an item for them to consider tonight in that regard. And
I just wanted to say about the Sunset Zoo mural, I think it's very important to notice that the exhibition will be open probably on April 9th is what they're looking at. This was a public-private endeavor. We had sales tax funds revenue left a little bit, about $2 million, and we dedicated it to the Sunset Zoo because the sales tax was for the Sunset Zoo at that time. And then the private donors, they were able to fundraise $2 million of it as well. So I think this is one of those private-public collaborations that's very good for Sunset Zoo and like the community at large, and I'm looking forward to seeing that open. I know they've during COVID it's been kind of crazy for a little bit. They couldn't get going, and hopefully it is what they anticipated to be, and I'm very excited about the showing, and hopefully it's a huge success.
I agree. April 9th, mark your calendars. That's going to be a fun day at the Sunset Zoo. We got to take our second break here, but we'll be back with more In Focus in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.